A film version of Heidi Schreck's acclaimed Tony-nominated Broadway play What the Constitution Means to Me will premiere later this month on Amazon Prime Video, which comes with a new overall deal with the playwright and actress, which will have Schreck creating content that will premiere exclusively on Prime Video. The 2019 Broadway production was filmed during its final week at the Helen Hayes Theater by director Marielle Heller, who recently directed A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. The play features Schreck as she recounts her teenage tuition-paying fascination with constitutional debate competitions. A Pulitzer Prize finalist, Constitution uses both comedy and intense personal reflection to chart the impact the founding document has had on four generations of women in Schreck's family. Schreck was Tony Award nominated for both the play and her performance. What the Constitution Means to Me premieres October 16th on Amazon Prime, but it is part of the Woodstock Film Festival and will be shown this Sunday, October 4th, at a special screening as part of the festival at the Greenville Drive-In at 7 p.m. in Greenville, New York. It is a great pleasure to welcome Heidi Schreck to the Roundtable. Heidi, thank you so much. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
What a delight. Very nice to have you. This is an amazing piece of work, and it's I assume you're still gloriously proud of it.
Oh, you're very, very kind. I am proud of it. I developed it over the course of a decade, so it's been, it's taken up a lot of my life for the last 10 years, and I'm just so thrilled that it's been received so warmly by so many people.
Do you have a sense of what it was that resonated with the audience on Broadway and made it the hit that it was?
I'm not sure. I have some ideas. When I first started performing it, I started performing at a tiny theater downtown in the East Village, and the stories are quite personal, and I really thought it would have a very small audience. I don't know. For some reason, I thought a play about my own personal familial history in connection with the Constitution, or sort of looking at my own history through the lens of the Constitution, was not going to be like a commercial property. But, people, I think we're hungry. I think we're all hungry right now to understand the history of our country in a deeper way. I think the Constitution is alive for us in a way that maybe it hasn't been for a lot of people until recently. We understand, I think, right now how crucial it is. And so I think those elements attracted a lot of people to the show. And then I think the fact that I share, a personal family history that a lot of people have gone through. I talk about a history of domestic violence in my family. I talk about the things that the women in my family went through, partially as a result of the laws in this country failing them. And it turns out that that resonated with so many people, and that a lot of people have stories like mine and my family's.
So here is a chicken or egg question, which is, when in the development, was it the constitutional side and the competitions that started, or was it the personal stories that you wanted to tell?
It was the competition and the Constitution. I really wanted to write about being a teenage girl. And this contest I did, where I would travel the country giving speeches about the Constitution for scholarship money, was such a formative part of my growing up that I thought I maybe just wanted to write a kind of fun comedy about a nerdy teenage girl with permed hair and like a blue power suit in the 80s dominating the constitutional debate scene. I thought it would be fun and maybe a little, whimsical. I don't know. And then once I started working on it, I just realized how deep it all went. The task I gave myself was to follow the prompt of the contest that I was given at 15, which is, draw a personal connection between your own life and the Constitution. As a kid, I tried to do that, but I thought it would be interesting to go back as an adult woman. And when I did that as an adult woman, the play took me to all sorts of surprising places.
And that experience has a profound impact on you, of course, but also, meaning the competitions, but also I mean, you have to be really, really smart to do not only what you're doing now, but to do, I mean, to be in those competitions as a kid.
Yeah, sure. I also had a mom. I had a really smart mom. I do have a really smart mom who helped me a lot with my speech. Also, she came to me when I was 15 and said, you know, we don't have a lot of money for college, so you're doing this contest.
Right.
And I remember thinking, like, oh, God. But as soon as I started doing it, I loved it. I loved public speaking. I really found a sense of power and confidence doing it. And I also fell in love with the document, with its genius.
And in the genius of that document, do you, and I know obviously you explore this in the work, and you explore this in its creation, but the understanding that you had as a kid of yes, okay, here's not, I'm not just reciting facts here, but this is how this actually impacts people and how this document comes alive.
Yes, that, you know, I think as a teenager, that was less clear to me. It all felt a little abstract. I didn't quite understand the way my life had been shaped by the document and by these laws. And that was the most fascinating part of writing the play for me, was to see how many things that I felt like maybe were personal decisions or ways I had gotten lucky or unlucky had been shaped by, you know, 230 years of laws. And you know, one of the big discoveries I made on a kind of visceral level was the ways in which, even though this document is genius, it has also failed so many people in this country. And, you know, kind of thinking how to reckon with that. I think especially right now when we're in a moment of intense reckoning, you know, like I have, after doing the show all this time, I have some ideas for amendments.
Well, in the end of the film, you are, as you did in the show, there is an element where you bring on a kid, a young student, who debates you on whether we need a new constitution. And
yep.
It's a fascinating exercise. Give me a sense of how that came about and how you started to add that to the performance, number one, and then number two, how you were so insanely lucky to get the kids that you got.
Those are terrific questions. Yeah, I always knew I wanted to feature an actual 15-year-old in the play. Because I was 15 when I started doing the contest, it just seemed artistically exciting to have a real teenage girl eventually come on stage. I wasn't sure what she should do in the beginning. So I actually, when I was first doing the play, the full version of the play in 2017, we auditioned some teenage girls, and I wrote a lot of material, and we tried things out with them. And then we ended up casting this brilliant young debater, Rosdely Ciprian, who was actually only 12 at the time, but she was so smart that we thought she's perfect. She's the person for this part. So we cast her, and she was a real debater. She'd been doing it since fifth grade, and we decided, why don't we end the show with a debate? My great director, Oliver Butler, and I decided this. So that's what we ended up doing. We worked with debate coaches. We did it just like you do on the high school debate team, where we, you know, developed our points together. We did a lot of improvisational debating. And we've spent the last 3 years, I guess, debating each other, refining our arguments. I think it's gotten more sophisticated, and it's just been a great pleasure to debate this brilliant teenage girl for 3 years.
One of the things.
And then we ended up casting another debater for Broadway, also just so smart, Thursday Williams. She had done an internship at the Sonia and Selena Sotomayor Institute, had debated at NYU Law School, and she came in and sort of upped everybody's game.
She is shown at the end of the film Rastelli is amazing because, well, the two of you on stage is amazing because it's just utter joy. It seems as though the two of you are just having a blast.
We are having a blast. I think we all had a blast. You know, it was a really fun, we had just such a fun group of people. Like with the people who began with the play are stage managers and dramaturgs and debate coaches and everybody. They stayed with the process all the way through Broadway. So we're all a little bit like a family now, and we all really like each other and have a good time together.
Always a plus when you like each other. So
yep.
What was it like then to bring Marielle Heller into that family and to realize that this production that you'd been doing on Broadway would go to film?
So I approached Mari about directing the film because I'd actually known her for almost 20 years. I met her doing theater in New York. She was an actor when I first met her. And I knew she understood live theater, and I felt that she would understand how to film it in a way that sort of translated what was beautiful about it. And then I'm just such a fan of her movies. I feel like she has an emotional acuity and a sensitivity that I really think is necessary for capturing this play. I think her work is just so gorgeous. So I approached her and asked her if she wanted to direct. She had actually never directed a live theatrical event before. And so I think that was exciting, maybe nerve-wracking for her. I don't know. But she did such an incredible job. And I feel like I really chose the right person, in part because she just has such a deep emotional sensitivity. And I feel like her film demonstrates that.
Was there anything different for you that you had to do when it was being filmed, or is it just you do what you do every night and it's their job to get it?
I mean, I did what I do every night. I was much more nervous than I thought I would be. There's something about capturing it for all time that really, really upset me. I think that, you know, doing theater is it's such a living thing, much like the document the play is about. And going out there every night knowing that this wasn't the final word, you know, that like if I make a mistake or if things don't go quite the way I planned, there's always tomorrow night. It just allows me a kind of freedom on stage. And so I had a lot of nervousness about sort of this permanent record of it. But we filmed a couple performances so that I could kind of shake out my nerves.
Hmm. You talk about having worked on this in some form for 10 years, and obviously what we've just been living through in the last 3.5 and 4 years, this lands when you get it and it goes on Broadway, and it lands, it seems to me, in a perfect time because it's where we're all thirsting for some sense and understanding, and we need to work it out in our heads, and we watch you work it out in your head. And it's the same thing with the film. I mean, just coming out a couple of days before the election seems like perfect timing.
Yes, I hope so. I hope that people will take solace in it. I hope that it will inspire people to go vote. I hope that it entertains people. I will say it's been interesting to perform it over the course of 10 years because every time I do it, something different is happening in the country. And because the play is about, you know, 230 years of history of mistakes and successes and things that our country needs to grapple with, it always feels sort of like it's speaking to whatever's happening in the moment. Right. So that part has been interesting. And I feel like I'm curious to see when the film comes out, how it's in conversation with what's going on now.
When you are on stage as the 15-year-old you, what was it like to channel that?
You know, it was fun to channel her. It helps me actually get in touch with a sense of optimism, I think, and hope for the future that maybe I had lost a bit. You know, growing up, gotten a little bit cynical, and especially right now, I think it's easy to get to feel confused and to feel despairing sometimes. I certainly do. And there was something really wonderful about playing the 15-year-old that allowed me to connect to a sense of hope for the future.
So, first of all, congratulations on the Amazon deal. Good for you. So,
Thank you.
What does that give you the latitude to do now?
You know, truly it gives me the latitude to create shows that I want to make and also to promote the work of other writers that I love. So I've worked with Amazon before. I worked on the show I Love Dick.
Yes.
And I've been developing a show based on Patricia Lockwood's Priest Daddy with them, one of my favorite books. And they've just given me a lot of artistic freedom to make exactly what I want to make. So I'm working on a show about the lives of teenage girls. I'm developing a couple other things based on my own history. So it really just gives me time and space and a platform to tell the stories I want to tell.
What the Constitution Means to Me premieres October 16th on Amazon Prime. And this Sunday, October 4th, there will be a special screening of the film as part of this year's Woodstock Film Festival at the Greenville Drive-In at 7 p.m. in Greenville, New York. Have you seen it on a drive-in screen yet?
No, this will be my first time. I haven't been to a drive-in since I was 15, so I think it's going to be really, really interesting.
That'll be really cool. Very, very neat.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, the 4th of October, and Heidi Schreck and What the Constitution Means to Me. You can find out more information by going to woodstockfilmfestival.org, woodstockfilmfestival.org. Heidi Schreck, what a great pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more about the showing on October 4th of What the Constitution Means to Me by going to Woodstock Film Festival's website, woodstockfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.